Can you talk a little bit about how you approach the patients as things move forward and they're becoming resistant to successive multiple systemic agents, and when you start thinking about hospice and how you sort of make that transition?
I think this is a huge issue because as wonderful as it is that we have so many new drugs, so many combinations, so many studies, I think along with that comes a resistance almost to intervene with hospice care and palliative care at an earlier than probably would be best for the patient and their family. We're lucky in that in our particular hospice setting, you can still be on chemotherapy if the intent is palliative. And so that's a nice bridge. We also have a palliative care team that patients obviously don't have to be on hospice, but they can provide the symptom management. Most patients I have found are not surprised when we recommend hospice. I think once they get over the initial shock of it, they're glad for the support. They really are. And it doesn't really come as a surprise to them. And it is a tough conversation. It really is. I think until people have sat there across from a patient who you've been treating for years and years, you can't realize how difficult that conversation is, even though in your heart and in your mind, you know it's the right thing to do.
How is it for you to have these kinds of conversations? How do you deal with it personally?
The way I deal with it is because I know it's the right thing. And I can really, I just know for that particular patient that this is what they need. And I think once it's out there, again, patients, they know. You're not telling, you know, a patient comes in and they're losing weight, their pain is worse. They know that they're sicker and they know that they need more help. It's also something that you can't do in a vacuum. And so it definitely is something that you need the entire team with whom you work to be on board with. And we are very lucky in that we work in conjunction with our hospice, so we don't lose contact with the patient. They still can come in for visits, and some of us make house calls.
Interesting.
I think the real take-home message for women with breast cancer with metastatic disease is that years ago, metastatic disease was really basically a death sentence. I mean, if you had metastatic disease, you did not live. And I remember that in early practice. And today, that's not true. And today, women, there are so many thousands and thousands of women out there that have metastatic disease and are living full lives. And I think that really is a take-home message for a lot of our patients.